I like Rondo. I do not like Rondo. Do I know?
You don't like nobody on the Lakers.
I do.
Only person I don't like on the Lakers is LeBron.
Go ahead and lie.
LeBron and Kyle and Danny.
You don't like
and who else? That's Dwight it. Howard. Oh, Dwight. I forgot about Dwight.
I'm not a fan.
They all just got a ring, though.
But Monique just named five people. How you say I don't like?
She named the whole starting five.
You're now listening to the Wrong Agenda Podcast. The Wrong Agenda Podcast with Just Dell.
Yo, this is your boy OG Lee.
Brought to you by Valiant World Media Group. This is the Wrong Agenda Podcast.
I think about you every single day. And I don't think I have any other way.
Hello everyone, and welcome to the Wrong Agenda Podcast. I am your host, Just Dale, and I have my co-host with me, OG Leak, as always. You guys know favorite sports analyst, Monique, here. And
Nasha got mad whack. Like, you was mad hype on Malik and mad, and you know, sports analyst.
And we have a super special guest, new to the show. Lakers Woo! Fan and all that other great stuff. Alyssa Marie.
Lit.
All right. And we're getting a late start today because everyone.
Let's get to it, niggas.
Jump right in.
No, you were late. Babbling.
Wow. And just N words all over the place. Like, sheesh. All right.
Now this.
Let's go. Let's do it. And what we're talking about, I guess everybody knows what we're talking about.
Oh, you know what we're talking about.
I mean, you see, we already get, exactly. I was going to say, we could just look down. Look in this screen here. We all see what it is already. Lakers so, fucking nation.
I'm going to let the ladies of sports lead this one, and I'm going to sit here and be here. Go ahead.
And I'm going to sit real quick. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Alrighty, Miss Lakers fan, would you like to start us off with how you're feeling today?
Just want to say, today is a beautiful day. Congrats to the world champ, 2020 Lakers. Can I get a round of applause for the champ?
Oh, yeah. Well, add in special ones in post. Kobe! Shout out to the king.
That was for Kobe. Shout out to the GOAT, though. Kobe, Mamba.
Of course.
Kobe D. Bryant. Yes, the GOAT, Kobe.
Oh, you thought I was talking about that other nigga on the team? Nah,
girl, you scared me. I was going to say, hold on. I was like, wait.
Not him.
That's the king. Let him rock.
Shouts to the fucking Lakers. Excuse me, I didn't go. Shouts to the Lakers. And I want to say this was for Kobe. I'm so excited for Kobe. I'm
and Gigi. We can't forget Anthony. Gigi.
Yes, Gigi. I was going to say that too. Gigi too, of course. And Anthony Davis, my nigga, he deserved that shit. I'm not going to front. And let me just say to the Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler. He raised our glass to you, my brother.
Jimmy Butler, wonderful sportsmanship. Don't shake hands.
He definitely tried.
Don't shake hands. He did try.
He definitely tried.
Don't shake nobody's
hands. He definitely tried. Shut up, Liz.
Respect it. Just walk off the congratulate nobody. They don't deserve it.
Right.
I mean, losers going to be losers, so it's cool.
I mean, Lakers is
let's get into this final series period. Let's get into the series. Did y'all enjoy it at least?
Most of it.
Yeah. That game five was pretty good. Well, it was very good.
Like it got exciting towards like when Jimmy Butler deadass did not want to go home. Like he realized, all right, this is only one more game, and now I have to go in. That game was when I was like, okay, they might go to game seven, but yesterday's game was like.
I always knew
the Lakers were going to win. I never doubted that.
Oh, wait. Can we cut back to a previous episode? Should we do that?
I don't like LeBron, all right?
You better hope I can't find that footage.
We got the footage.
Miami in seven. Remember the fuck I said it. Miami in fucking seven. We said Miami in game seven. I know I said that shit because I'm with LeBron. Fuck y'all, kiss my ass. I knew Lakers was
going to win. You really thought it was going to be Miami in game seven?
I did not.
She said something like Lakers. Clippers or some shit, she said.
I ain't never said no fucking Clippers. Don't get that shit started with that bitch ass.
She's wearing a Knicks hat, so, you know.
Yeah.
But she...
Now this. Now, y'all see? I can't. Do y'all not notice? A whole new guest here, and I can never not get Knicks hate. It always goes like this. I get jumped on. I get jumped on all the time.
I don't think it's hate.
It's just facts.
Right. Y'all didn't make it to the bubble. Take the hat off. They don't deserve the hat.
Never. Never. We'll be in the bubble if we have a bubble this year. Trust me.
The Knicks.
Wherever the hell we at, we gonna be there.
Y'all not gonna make it to the season.
Yeah, we.
The Knicks.
Wow, not even a season? Fuck you.
No, they taking y'all out the NBA. Terrible.
Fuck you.
The Knicks.
Imagine if they did that. Like, all right, so we're just going to keep the Nets now. And Knicks.
It's a waste. It's pointless.
The New York Knicks.
Fuck y'all. Knicks.
The New York Knicks are being. They're being traded for.
Don't Jamaica let these people hate y'all right
team.
Now.
Jamaica
High School will be taking place of the Knicks.
All right, everybody.
Well,
I'm
going
to pull a
Nene.
I'm about to pull a Nene on y'all. I'm out.
They was getting smacked, right?
The Knicks is going to be.
Y'all.
Paul
How
George.
How is this Knicks talk now? See, Paul y'all George, love the Knicks. Y'all
Paul
love
Paul George
the Knicks.
With Danny Green. Danny Green and Paul George are going to be on the Knicks.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Talk about my babies. Let's go.
We just trying to give you, you know.
Good. Y'all should
talk about
us.
You ain't heard some Knicks talk in a while.
Let me help y'all. Knicks, talk about us.
There's really nothing to talk about. That was it.
I don't even think they're going to be in New York anymore.
Damn, she left.
She really didn't.
Did you dip, Alyssa?
Yo. Dead ass.
Oh, well, gosh. Well, all righty then.
Back to the America. Monique's assassinating people for talking about the Knicks now. Who's going to disappear next?
Let's play. I'm playing Russian roulette, niggas.
Oh, and she's coming back.
That's crazy.
And now she's on the other side. Can I rearrange this?
Sorry, guys. I can't rearrange this.
I'll kick you out because you was talking bad about her Knicks. I ain't even going to hold you.
Oh, that's how you feel, now, Monique?
They're bullshitting. Suck a dick.
Wow.
Those is fighting words. I'm about to take a flight. Those is fighting words.
Jeez. I thought we was friends, Mo.
Hold up. All right. I love you, Alyssa. Let's go.
MVP. How y'all feel about it?
Wait, the real MVP or the finals MVP?
The finals MVP.
The finals. AD was robbed.
Yeah,
absolutely
Anthony
robbed.
Davis was robbed.
You think he was
but
robbed?
I knew they were going to do that, though. I knew they were going
to
give
it to him. Of course, they had to.
You
they
think he was
to.
Robbed?
I knew he was robbed.
I don't think so. He kind of had the deer legs the last two games. He wasn't really...
The last... What?
But yeah,
he
was all a little wobbly last two games. I don't know.
I think it was just one game, though. But you know,
I remember one game.
Yeah.
And he was still playing.
Okay.
He had a sore foot.
But that's why he was
LeBron was LeBron.
So we're going to go off that one game.
For one game?
Foot.
You know how they do it with LeBron. All it took
though.
Was one game for LeBron to overtake it.
But hold on, you know how they do with LeBron. They're gonna favor him regardless.
That's what was gonna happen.
They're gonna
favor LeBron LeBron was the reason they lost game five. So if you want to be technical,
let's get into
Danny
it.
Danny Green.
He shouldn't have even given it to him.
Thank you, Alyssa. Thank you.
Danny Green is a basketball player. He gets paid.
No, he didn't start at one point.
He was a starter at one point.
Mm-hmm.
You got to expect him to make the shot. That's good leadership.
Good leadership is this. Here's Kobe. Let's talk about what Kobe would have done as a leader.
No, we can't
Kobe
talk about Kobe.
Kobe doesn't pass the ball, bro.
Kobe doesn't count.
Kobe would have went back and watched the reels from all the game and realized this nigga Danny Green has not been playing up to par. And he would not have passed him that fucking ball in that last shot. He would have known, all right, Danny Green hasn't been making his threes.
That's because Kobe did not pass the ball.
That's because Kobe is untouchable.
He's definitely – my nigga, Kobe doesn't need
to pass the ball.
If LeBron,
Kobe's a leader. This is the thing. If it's your team, it's your team to win or lose with your team.
Thank you. Exactly. That's
so then he deserves MVP because the win is him. He deserves it. That's it.
No, because he caused them to lose the game. Why would you throw the ball out to Danny
Green
in the final seconds?
If he caused them to lose, that means he caused them to win. That means all four of those games is on him. And the one loss is on him.
Let's not recall
the time Anthony Davis gave the winning shot. So all those was definitely
okay. But how did he get the ball?
He's like that.
How did he get the ball?
I don't give a damn how he got the ball. How did Danny Green get the ball?
Want to take the shot?
Danny Green
he trusted his teammate. He gave him the
light. He doesn't trust himself.
Not in the final seconds. Exactly.
He gave him the light.
He didn't want to throw himself under the bus. He wanted to have somebody else be thrown under the bus.
You want a selfish kid or a generous kid?
There is no I in team.
But he's...
But what if Kobe say, but there's a me in that motherfucker? Was that Kobe or Michael? That was Kobe, yes. That was Kobe.
That was Kobe. Because Michael Jordan was Kobe,
Yeah, Michael Jordan don't say
Michael
shit.
Michael Jordan's a mute.
Laugh and smile.
Does anybody really know what Michael Jordan sounds like? Like, really? If you heard Michael Jordan talking and you don't see him, you're going to say, that sounds like Michael Jordan. No, I know what he sounds like.
He don't got a, I don't think he got a voice.
Y'all are mad fucking.
Y'all are funny.
Anyway, yes. I think that that was definitely on LeBron.
But this is my thing, right? If you're the leader of the team and you know, this is the reason we brought Danny Green in was to take those shots. Agreed. He's supposed to take those shots. He was taking those shots years ago. That's his thing. But he hasn't been doing it this series or this whole playoff. So you're supposed to know the team. You're supposed to know what you have. Yeah, he's wide open. Well, what's the better shot? I'm taking that shot if I'm LeBron.
Listen.
Right. We see what happens when he's wide open all the time.
I feel like it's a catch-22 because if LeBron does everything and he messes up, he's the worst. If he does everything and he gives it to someone else and they mess up, he's the worst. In what situation is LeBron not the worst?
Well, first of all, they didn't say Kobe was the worst. Kobe did everything.
Kobe's a whole different animal, though. He's a different animal.
Kobe is an animal.
Right. LeBron is a crybaby, and so are his fans. Like, y'all just don't want them to say nothing about this. I mean, y'all want everybody to
First of all, I ain't going to hold you. I'm not a LeBron fan. But
me either.
I'm a Lakers fan.
But I know how LeBron fans run. Y'all all went.
I'm not a LeBron fan either.
And say, oh no, he's supposed to. No.
I'm like, a Lakers fan.
No, we're gonna be real.
But you got to. But hold on.
Give him his props.
But hold on, you got to give respect where it's due, though.
I do give it. The only person in this room, I just want y'all to know, the only person in this room that doesn't give him his respect is Mo.
Which I don't like.
We know what her fake ass shit yesterday.
Congratulations
on her grand. Yeah.
It wasn't fake. It was very real.
The king doesn't want your support at this point in time.
You're done.
Just relaying the message.
I don't give a fuck about his... Anyway.
You can't come to the parade. No.
Definitely can't come to the parade.
Speaking of the parade, we're going to talk about that.
Monique ain't never seen a parade. Monique ain't never seen a parade.
I never probably never will, but you know.
And you, I'm glad you know that. Your kids won't either.
You know.
I'd be able to see one in Brooklyn.
Wow. Listen. Wow.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Yo, Andy, get me off of this show.
When the Nets parade come, you're going to see all the Knicks fans jumping on the float.
Please. Not with KD and Kyrie, dumbasses on that damn team.
Whoa, all of that?
The Knicks.
They should. I don't give a damn. Yeah, all of that.
Why is Kyrie dumbass?
Because they both delusional right now. Kyrie's going crazy. I don't know what's wrong, Kyrie.
I mean,
KD,
I
didn't win a ring just because I went to the Warriors. Okay. Let's not even get to that. Back to Lakers.
That's not what he said, Monique. You love to switch people's words.
What he said. That's what he said.
He said, I didn't have to team up. It wasn't like a super team type of thing. That's what he said. But he deserved the win just as much as anybody else deserved the win.
So he's jacking.
I mean, right. But he didn't say he didn't have to go to the Warriors because that would have been a flat out lie. That would have been a lie.
Right.
Whatever, him and his cricket self. Back to the Lakers in Miami.
Back to the champs. Why are we talking about people that didn't win? It's the champs.
And Quinn Cook getting left by the bus.
That was disrespect.
They violated my son, though. They violated him.
Yo, but you want to know the funny part?
But at least he had to walk too far.
He was on the team. I literally was watching the game. He was at the end with the final moments.
What you mean?
Yeah, but he was standing there.
He played for 1 minute. He played for 1 minute. I checked.
No, yeah, I'm watching it with my nephew, and I said, oh, shit, Quinn Cook is standing there. He was like, yeah, he's on the team. I was like, he's still on the team? They forgot he was on the team. They forgot, too.
That's how about that make a U-turn.
But how about the fact that Danny Green was right in the front when they was getting the trophy? He was the first person in the front. Like, get to the back. Don't touch the trophy. Get to the back.
He wanted to make sure he got his photo op before he never touch it again.
Right. They look right. Like, nigga, but fucking lax. Like,
he was right in the front. I was like.
And then, of course, the J.R. Smith effect with taking off their damn shirts. Nobody saw that?
When they all took
their shirts off, the J.R. Smith effect. Everybody pulled up on the court with no shirts on.
Before the game ended.
Oh.
It was like 10 minutes left and his shirt was already off. I'm like, what is going on with this guy?
They say he was drunk a half hour into the game.
Right. And did y'all see that picture of Rondo and his son?
Yeah, I seen Rondo.
That shit was so cute. And everybody was like, oh, he's drinking beer? It's like,
they was going mad hard.
Yeah, he's just going to sit there and let him take a picture with his son drinking a big-ass bottle of champagne. Yeah, they're so stupid.
Freaking sparkling
You probably wrote that, Monique. You probably wrote that.
Now this. I like Rondo. I don't not like Rondo. Do I know?
You don't like nobody on the Lakers.
Any, yeah, I'm about to say, you don't like nobody if they're not on the Knicks.
The only person I don't like on the Lakers is LeBron.
Go ahead and lie,
LeBron
Go ahead
and
lie.
Kyle and Danny.
You don't like
and who else? That's Dwight it. Howard. Oh, Dwight. Dwight, Dwight, Dwight. I forgot about Dwight. Dwight. I don't like Dwight.
But they all just got a ring, though.
But Monique just named five people. How you say I don't like?
She named the whole lineup.
Named the whole starting five. Like, I like.
Oh yeah. I forgot. Oh yeah.
My son, JR.
Oh wait, Markeith either. Sorry, last one.
You named.
Wow. Him. Why?
She like four people.
Because Markeith did some stupid shit too. How we
like
forget about
coach
him?
Either.
But how we forget about Markeith?
She's like, oh yeah, I don't like Jeannie Buss. That's a girl.
I like her. How we forget about Markeith though? Markeith did some dumb J.R. Smith shit too. Y'all didn't get on him.
Well, what do we expect from him? What do we
really J.R. got a ring though. J.R. got a ring though.
No, I'm hyped for my nigga J.R., but I'm saying nobody's talking about how Markeith fumbled.
There was a lot of former Knicks. There was a lot of former Knicks getting a lot of wins.
big facts, man.
This the most they won ever in their life.
Yo, maybe
so pathetic.
Maybe you could get a win if you leave the Knicks.
She will. You don't, of course.
I'm never leaving the Knicks.
You like KP, don't you? Go. Maybe you got more luck with that team.
I don't like KP anymore. No, I don't. When he left and started talking shit about us, I do not like KP.
Rightfully.
Nick, you need to leave and start talking shit about y'all.
That was good. Fuck you. I will never. I will never. Don't worry, Knicks.
Only loyal.
Knicks. I know y'all see Spike Lee. Knicks. Don't worry about anything.
No, he don't fuck with them either.
He does.
And Dolan not cool.
Let me text Uncle Spike.
He did the right thing. He did the right thing. He's out of it.
Y'all see what I have to deal with? Like, it's hot out here for a Knicks fan, guys. This is every day.
You about to see that nigga in Brooklyn.
The Knicks don't even want to be on the Knicks.
Now this.
So I'm going to adjust the elephant in the room. The Lakers parade. Like 67 people got arrested for real. Like that's what happened.
Why? What?
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were wilding out.
Hate is real.
They were wilding out, and 67 people got arrested.
Wait, wilding out how? Like the players? Like what
when
mean?
Did this happen? Yesterday? This last night?
Yeah.
What?
In front of the stadium, right? There was in front.
Or
of
was
stadium.
It earlier
oh,
today?
Oh, there was shit in Kobe.
No, I think that was last night.
It was last night. They arrested 67 people. A bunch of people got injured. They messed up a bunch of buildings. Some cops
what?
Got hurt. Yeah,
what
like it went down.
We happy.
They were celebrating the king.
That's it.
No, they were celebrating the Laker win for Kobe.
Yeah. I just peeped what he said. They were celebrating the king now. Right.
He's a kind
did
of
not hear them chanting Kobe? Was anybody chanting LeBron?
Yeah, they
no.
definitely was
they were chanting
Kobe.
And
LeBron, they was chanting LeBron and the Lakers.
No, they was chanting Kobe.
What?
Anyway,
they were
Lakers
Kobe.
Fans, Lakers fans in LA, y'all gotta chill out. Y'all gotta chill
That is kind of crazy.
Yeah, y'all do gotta chill out. And stop sending Danny Green's
but
wife
really
death
though,
threats.
Can I,
you weirdos.
Can I, that is true. That they didn't need to do. But can I just address the fact that if they were white football fans, they wouldn't have said nothing about it. I just want to say that.
Of course. Oh, of course, you know, Donald Trump don't like LeBron right now, so.
He's never
like that. He took all the shit he can.
He
was shitting on LeBron. Like, he was going in. Like, nigga, shut the fuck up with your bum ass.
Because LeBron really did hurt his feelings when he tried to invite Curry to the White House, and LeBron was like, nobody want to go to the White House. And it was like, damn, LeBron, you're not even winning. You're not even in the chip. And you, like, damn, like, yo. What?
He said,
like, look, I've been sad. I don't give a fuck. I don't want to go anyway.
But Trump was like, well, he said he was like, nobody watches the league. Nobody's watching the NBA.
No, yes.
Oh, yeah.
He was talking hot shit. Like,
he was like, it's kind of boring. I haven't watched it in a while. I was like, yo,
this nigga's like, he's right.
I was like, we'll be okay without Cheryl.
Anyway, which they were. Exactly. And still won. So, booyah.
And I know he's mad they won. He's hot. Nobody's hot.
Oh, he's real hot.
He probably don't even know they won.
You think he's going to invite the team to the White House and Danny Green going to be the only one who go?
Danny
him
and Quinn.
Him and Kuzma. Him and Kuzma going to go.
Nah, Quinn not going nowhere. Quinn ain't got no ride. He ain't going nowhere.
Here. I love Kuzma.
Oh, you do?
You like Kuzma?
I like Why? Kuzma.
Are you satisfied with his performance?
No. However, he's been good. Like, the thing about Kuzma,
he sees the potential in him.
He was good before. Like, if you were a real Laker fan and you've been watching him.
He was good.
That's what I was about to say. I don't know. So
he was good. Speak. A lot of people were good. They just didn't show up as they were supposed to. Rondo showed up. Rondo showed up. That's what you're supposed to do coming off the bench.
And I don't even like Rondo, but he did. He definitely did.
Coming off I know. Paul Pierce tight.
Rondo as anything other than a Celtic.
And right, Paul Pierce about to say that same shit.
It's hard to see him as something else, but he did his thing.
He did. I'm not even going to hold you. I'm saying that not happily, but I mean, it is what it is. That's crazy, though, because I actually don't like a lot of the team, members on the Lakers. I don't like Rondo. I don't like LeBron. I don't like Dwight, but I'm a Lakers fan.
So you just named two.
I named three.
But you bangs with three JR, though.
Yeah, I fuck with JR. Oh, I like everybody else. JR. I like everybody else except for those two that I named. And Dwight Howard is because it was personal between him and Kobe, and I don't
like Dwight Howard for many reasons.
Dwight Howard is kind of...
I feel like every game they let him get 7 fouls. I'm sticking to that.
I feel like he's just big for no reason.
No, for real.
He is like, definitely big for no reason.
Like I don't know how many times I heard Dwight is on his 6 and I still see him on the court. And I'm like, he should be out the game,
like,
right?
Like, you know this nigga that made a foul by now, bro.
Yeah, come on. Like, why is he here? He had to. Like, one game he literally came in and it was like 3, just back to back. You know, I was
all right. That's what he does. I bet you he didn't score either.
No, definitely not.
That's what he is. That's what he's there for.
He don't score.
Yeah, they're just like, whoever's scoring, go hit them. All right.
Big for no fucking reason.
Right.
Did y'all see his girl, though? His girl, did y'all see the screenshot with
yes, and how his baby mama got tight?
Was actual girl?
No, I didn't.
Wow.
You didn't see it?
What did I miss?
He's petty. That's what you miss. Sip your tea,
like
nigga.
He do like them trannies.
Oh, God. Sip your fucking tea over there.
I think he be on his chingy shit.
And
Young Buck shit. He be on his chingy shit sometimes.
Nigga said that Young Buck shit. Holy shit.
No, but it wasn't the girl that took a picture with him, though. It was the same girl that took a picture with him after the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I saw the little Briggs emoji thing she had on the thing. But did y'all see how Reese responded, his baby mother? Remember Reese, Alyssa?
So hold up. He had her in the bubble the whole time?
Yeah.
No, remember at the end... At the end, they let them bring one family member.
Yeah.
She's not even family.
Close friends, girlfriends.
He had Shorty in the bubble the whole time.
But boom. here was bring me to Royce, his baby mother. I don't know if y'all, Dale and Malik, watch Basketball Wives.
No.
Nah.
Well, Basketball Wives.
I don't think they do. I'm pretty sure they don't.
Right. His baby mother, Reese, used to be on the show, whatever, which is Dwight's baby mama. So basically.
That. Her name is
not
Reese.
She had tweeted.
You should know Monique.
I did say Reese didn't. Royce. I don't tweet the Basketball Wives, chill. Royce, so basically she had tweeted out how basically she was upset, and she's like, imagine not having your father call you back and be right here, and having to go through other people, but really, like, so she basically went into him about him being a bad dad, so I don't know what that's about, but basically,
today, though?
He ain't been hitting up Royce. Today? That's what everybody else is saying, and she's coming back like, I'm a mama cub, this and that, blah, 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 but basically she's trying to throw out there that Dwight is a horrible dad. That's what everybody was saying. It's like, damn, imagine somebody trying to ruin the best day of your life, blah, 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 some shit like that. But she was like, you couldn't call your son. She went in. She's like, you couldn't call your son. And he's crying, talking about, where's my daddy? I'm my dad. Come on, daddy. I have to go to the second party.
Turn
like, girl.
On the TV. Turn yeah, it's on like, the TV.
Malik, shut up. It's like, she got to pick better timing. Like, relax, girl. Like,
turns you get where you come from. That she wasn't there.
Right, like.
Out there winning the chip.
I don't think she should be talking mess to some. Like,
and then she want to try to make it seem like she told the son to post for him.
And she's very little. Have you seen her?
I literally seen him break the rim during the playoffs. Like, he broke one of the rims.
You're fucking annoying. No.
He's trying to be baby Shaq.
He reset the rim. Like,
he said he was Superman. He said he was Superman.
Like, yeah, like.
He baby Shaq.
He said that again.
He just ain't getting Shaq money. Jokes. He's not getting Shaq money,
Superman
though.
Shit too. That shit is hilarious. She was like, started. You want to be Superman for everybody else, but you're not Superman to your own son.
Superman don't take care of his kids.
Superman ain't got no motherfucker.
Superman don't take care of his kids. He's doing around super stuff. You don't see him with no kids. You don't know what he's doing. How many baby mamas he would have flew around
with. That's so annoying. That's what somebody said too, because I think she was trying to say, oh, you have private planes that could fly you everywhere, but there's like, yo, he was in the bubble. He couldn't leave the bubble.
Where's he going?
Right. That's it. Yeah, she definitely picked the wrong time to do that. That was bad timing, Royce. Royce, bad timing.
That's what happens.
I am gonna say that.
But congratulations to the Lakers. Oh, for sure. I don't know why I just did it with that cup.
Next year is our year. Yeah, yes. We about to three-peat.
Back to back.
And I want to say congratulations to my new boo Alyssa, aka my new co-host.
Yeah.
She looked like she just found a miss out, but
like
she looked like she just found a miss out.
You're supposed to hit it with the Rockefeller chain right now, like she don't know. She don't know. Like
thank you.
What's happening right now?
She gotta talk about this off air.
I'm about to curse me out, bitch. Excuse me. First of all, did I say? She knows she my boo, first of all. She knows she going to be talking her basketball shit with me. Love you more than anything.
Well, y'all gotta talk, what y'all going to talk about now that basketball is over? What we got to look forward to? Come on, let's get the...
We can't talk about power because that shit is on hold. But go ahead.
Right, I'm so tight. Well, I have reality television. That's all I have to talk about. What else?
Yeah, I don't know. Monique just watches reality TV all day.
That's what it is then. But hold on.
Alyssa doesn't watch reality.
Did y'all peep that... Real and Chance shit coming back, but it's gonna be
Chance. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, my nigga.
Yes, rest in peace.
But yeah. Chance is coming back with the little brother this time.
But did you see there's trannies on there?
What? No, I didn't.
Yes, there's one tranny on there. He's wild.
I think it's for show purposes.
Right, Alyssa, what is this on Zeus? Is this on Zeus?
Yeah, it's on Zeus. It's on Zeus.
Wait, raise your hand if you have Zeus in here, Monique.
They had my account. That's what's crazy. They had my account. I don't have it right now because nothing else is on. But I definitely do have it. I definitely do get it when it's good shit.
But why Princess and Ray J think they slick though? With the divorce, but now they producing all these shows.
Right.
Now.
Come on. We all know Ray J about his coin, so that was...
Ray J is like a marketing genius.
No, he's a genius.
That's money, Ray. Yeah. He need to holler at me. I got an idea.
Big facts.
Ray J, I like Monique.
Had a good idea for a show, though, for what they should bring in. Remember what you said?
Oh, yes.
Right,
yes.
Don't talk about it on air right now. We're going to put that together.
Princess already saw it, so if I see it.
She saw it? Oh, she read your DM.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, why would you give her the idea?
Oh, I know. I wasn't thinking.
Okay. Well, who surprised y'all during this whole playoffs? Who surprised you? Because I got somebody that surprised me. So who really surprised you?
Does it have to be a Laker or can I just say anybody?
No, just in general. Altogether, who surprised you?
Harold.
Hold on, I lost my ear.
Did I say it right?
Tyler, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I never knew him before this. Yes, Harold.
Okay. I could go with that.
I don't even know who surprised.
What did you say? Who did you say? Sorry, I lost my ear.
Tyler.
Hero.
Because
I didn't even know who he was until this. Yeah.
My boy.
Malik.
LeBron, he didn't cry.
He did.
He had the team make a whole
complaint to the league that he wasn't getting enough fouls.
And then that next game, they got all the fouls. So fuck out of here. All
right. I must have missed that one.
That was crazy, but who you got, Alyssa?
Alyssa, who you were saying?
What's his name again from, you know, Denver, the boy that I like. What is his name again? It's not coming to me.
That's the same really person like I was going to say.
You don't really like him if his name ain't coming to
you. That was the same person I was going to say. You talking about the point guard?
What is? It's not coming to me.
Brian Tatum. Tatum.
No, that's the Celtics.
That's the Celtics, Mo.
Oh shit! Oh yeah, I'm thinking about something. Sorry, my bad.
My boy with the hair. He go hard.
Yes. Nelson, right? I forgot his first name. Nelson?
There is nobody named Nelson.
I feel like his name is like Jerry.
Oh man, what is his name?
Jerry? No, not Jerry.
Damn, we going to hell for this.
Wow, this is crazy because that was my boy on Denver the whole time.
That wasn't your boy. If you don't know his name, it wasn't your boy.
It's crazy.
Yo, that's crazy. Wow. I'm going to have to cheat and look him up.
Please do because it's going to kill me.
My boy, the
light skin dude. He definitely surprised me.
Yeah, he surprised me.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
He went off.
Figure out who y'all talking about too. Here.
He deserved. He deserved every seven games of that shit.
I think there is that dude last name ain't Nelson on the team.
No.
The leader? No.
Yo, there ain't been nobody named Nelson.
Jamal Murray. I said Jake.
There we go.
Jamal Murray. I don't know what Nelson's name.
Oh, Murray.
I was like Jeremy.
him, and I feel bad for not remembering that.
My bad.
I like him.
Right, my bad, Murray. My bad.
No, he shocked me. He did his thing.
She don't really like him.
Yeah.
She don't really like him. I do like him. I really. He got a fan in me now.
He did his thing. He showed up.
Like, the Nuggets is on the map in my eyes now. I'm
yeah, for sure.
And of course, Miami's on the map. Big facts.
Yeah.
Butler. Oh, I guess I'm sounding greedy when I say Miami. Okay, Alyssa, I'm saying a stoic ass face. We know your Lakers beat them.
I mean, they're
kind of coming off a big loss, you know.
Exactly.
Whatever.
That's not the time to mention them right now. They don't.
Whatever.
Maybe tomorrow. Maybe next week. Not now.
Whatever.
They're gonna let us out. Technically, they were like home.
Oh.
I know, right?
Oh my God, they were in Orlando, not Miami. Shut up.
I mean, it's the same state.
I don't care if it's a few rides away. So what?
Same weather.
You're annoying to look the same weather.
he really probably drove home out the bubble that night and just went
Yo,
home.
Yo, shut the fuck
like,
up.
Like, he literally went home. Like, I'm going home, guys. He's like, got an Uber and went home. He didn't need the bus. Like, he said, I'm home. You know,
fuck this shit.
He said he got the Uber and went home.
Yeah, he watched
LeBron, Jimmy Butler watched LeBron get the trophy from his couch. At home, like you went home and watched the rest of the ceremony.
Right, anyway,
turned it to ESPN. Like,
right, like, okay.
Damn.
Don't do that to Jimmy.
Nah, Jimmy's love nice, you, Jimmy. I give him that. He went hard. I know he's hurt right now because they was beating on him.
I don't think he's hurt though. I think he understands. It's the name of the game. You know,
he understands. I mean, he's still gonna be hurt. He's basketball. I think he understands. Monique said it like.
Jimmy's a tough guy. He's tough.
Monique, no, that's not how this works.
I've been hurt so many times. I'm numb, so you know.
Yeah, we know.
What is
we
happening know. To you in your life? Like,
she's a Knicks fan.
She's a Knicks fan.
Oh.
Fuck y'all. Anyway, let us out.
I don't even know what it feels like to win.
So y'all are gonna let us out.
Excuse me. Let's remember, I'm a Dwayne Wade fan. I know exactly what it's like to win.
Ooh, talk your shit, babe. You was a Celtics fan too. Remember that? But we're not going to talk about that.
No, I don't talk about that. Yeah, we don't talk about that. So, anyway, let us out there. I got shows to watch.
Dwayne Wade. All right, you let us out.
What you got to watch?
Everybody! What am I about to watch? What's today? It's Monday. I have to watch Below Deck Mediterranean.
Never heard
Mediterranean.
Of it.
Whatever. It's on Bravo.
You know what I'm saying? Monique be watching the weirdest shit.
Who the fuck watches Bravo?
She tweets that.
Shut up, Alyssa. It's a secret. It's a secret.
Below
it's a reality show about people that work on yachts and they, you know, have beef and everything. Guys, leave me alone. I'm a reality.
They got yacht beef?
Yes. My reality TV is my guilty pleasure. I'll admit to that.
All right. I'm looking forward to seeing your show and learning more about this.
Yes, so. Y'all will hear, and then y'all can judge from the show.
Plugged up. That's your plug. Shout everything out.
Go ahead. I'm waiting for that, not that. But y'all know, off topic, revamp coming up. Tune in next season. Hopefully there's a fucking next season and we don't have no big ass shutdown again. So
we don't know when
I'm ready for basketball season to
start
again. Right. Hopefully it's in January like it's supposed to, but you know, we don't know.
How do you think they're gonna put everybody in the bubble?
That's what I'm keep asking. I'm like, yo, let us know. Like Adam Silver just keeps saying, like, you know, they're shooting for January. But I'm like, how would we do? How is this going to work? Because football is not working out. Everybody keep getting COVID in football.
I live in Florida. I hope they do bring it to Florida because Disney's, like, laid
Let's
off.
Let's do the
like,
bubble again. I don't like, hey.
Disney just laid off. They just laid off, like, 30,000 employees from Disney. So these people need the work.
Right.
So
right.
Get that bubble
popping
again.
Y'all don't listen in Florida. Y'all don't listen.
Well, right. The bubble took away all our money. You know how many people worked in that staff just for the players?
That's
now
yeah,
unemployment, they're out of here. So yeah, bring it back. Use it.
You're annoying. Right. Nah, facts though. I think y'all should bring the bubble back. I will be with it.
The bubble is definitely a good idea for sure because that's the only sport that got it right. Everybody
right, I was like,
cases.
Nigga, they got it better than the president at this point. Nobody in the fucking bubble had COVID.
That's a
like,
fact. That's a fact.
They ain't had no COVID cases come from
not
the bubble,
a single
right?
case for a month.
The
they in there for months.
Right shit,
they brought people money. In and everything.
And people snuck
brought
out
people
of the
in, like, nah, yeah.
And hit the mall and all that.
Yeah,
people was getting wings from the strip club.
Right, big facts though. Like, come on, they did something, right?
Strip club wings is popping on. I ain't gonna lie.
We're not doing this again.
Right.
All right. Finishing up, Monique. Let's go.
Bye, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Wrong Agenda podcast. Y'all know who it is. Monique. Dale.
Congrats to the Lakers.
Congrats, Lakers. OG Lee and my boo Alyssa Marie. Thank y'all for tuning in.
I'm thinking about you every single day, and I don't think I have it any other way. The sun shines to my very cloudy day, the big risk that I'd always want to take. You make me think of my choices I want to make, and do it all while keeping a smile upon my face. Yeah, the Jane out of my Martin up in this case. Michelle to Bullock, come on, let's win this race. I don't ever want to spend my life without you. Other girls don't amount to you. Of all the options, I still choose.
Brought to you by Valiant World Media Group.